Well, the Pentagon revealing that they have 500 soldiers in Somalia, even as they deny the buildup of forces in Somalia, is just a continuation of the militarization of the African continent, where the U.S. AFRICOM, or the African Command, is building up U.S. forces for future conflicts over resources, strategic ports, and other places against China. And in the case of Somalia, this is Somalia is rich in oil, gold. It's got its ports on the Red Sea and on the Indian Ocean. Somalia is a very important area for both American businesses as well as a means to counterbalance against its regional adversaries, whether it's the Islamic Republic of Iran, China, or feared groups. Now, very simply, any instability in Somalia is the United States' fault. It got rid of the Islamic court, a system of governance that worked for Somalis. And the new soldiers and the drones and so forth that have been put there, and we just have to remember, the United States has been tampering with Somalia for the better part of 35 years. The new soldiers are there, supposedly against al-Shabaab, but we need to look at one thing. For a period of time, the violence in Somalia had subsided, but as the very people that they had put in Somalia to destabilize it were withdrawn and taken to try to topple the government of Bashar al-Assad as the ISIS, ISIL, whatever they want to call it, collapses. They're redeploying this private mercenary killer, so-called Islamic, radical Islamic army, to create problems to justify the armed presence of U.S. forces in places like Niger, the Central African Republic, Mali, and of course Somalia. And so expect there to be more conflict because, again, there's the resources, there's the wealth, and the purpose and plan of the U.S. strategic services and armed services and so forth to checkmate the Chinese who have been expanding rapidly in Africa. So you will also see alongside this the funding of more terror and violence in Somalia and other places, as well as the great gain where they will, on one hand, build up with this gang counter-gang strategy to get people that are both state players as well as non-state players to fight each other. That's more weapons to be sold by American companies, as well as it allows for the United States to justify its presence there. So it's not surprising. What will be a surprise to the American public is when some of these groups begin to actually kill and injure American soldiers, like what happened with the four Green Berets in Niger within the last few weeks.